RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Cubs lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks 1-0. They've now lost 2 straight to the Diamondbacks. Got another game tomorrow, 1:20 p.m. That can be heard right here on 670 The Score. Pregame begins right at 12:45. Zach Zabin got you there. And Justin Steele's on the bump. So he should be somebody that can shut down this 2-game losing streak of the Chicago Cubs. But it wasn't because of pitching today. Justin Steele had a phenomenal performance. Ross spoke passionately about him. We'll get to that in just a second.
You're talking about Tyone.
Ty, what did I say? Smiley?
You said Steele.
Oh, Steele again?
Sorry.
My bad. Tyone, thank you. That's why we're teammates. And Ross spoke passionately about Tyone, which we'll get to in a second. But, man, what an outing for him. I mean, he had a couple. I thought his last couple outings were still decent, right? Had rough beginnings to them. But whenever a major league pitcher can give you over 5 innings and keep you in the game, it's a decent outing, you should say. But people were talking about Jameson Taillon over these last couple of games as if they wanted to just put him on the waiver wire.
Well, I understand. I mean, he was kind of not sticking with the program. The program is, hey, we're winning. And when you get to that point in a season,
that's so true.
People will be left behind. I mean, we've seen it before. So I was one of those people that, like, no, this is not a time. You are so important. It is so important that Jameis Taillon do things like he did today just because of Marcus Stroman. And look, hey, what Jordan Wicks has been doing has been unbelievable and a revelation and a gold mine, but you just can't depend on that, I think. And like, maybe he is that hot rookie that is going to take you places, but that makes me nervous. But Jameson Taillon today, 6 innings, did not allow a single run, 1 hit, 9 strikeouts, allowed 1 walk. The problem was for the Cubs is that Zach Gallen was even better. Zach Gallen nine innings, similar line, actually, nine shutout innings, three hits, nine strikeouts, one walk. He was allowed to go 107 pitches. I didn't give you the pitch count for which needs to be pointed out when before we hear David Ross. Jameson Taillon was allowed to go, again, six innings. He only had 77 pitches and was ultimately taken out of the game for Julian Merriweather, who did have a very good seventh inning.
Yeah, and I think that when you're talking about Rossi, I mean, I get it. People are going to question that when you have that many pitches thrown. When you are talking about a guy who was mowing people down with nine strikeouts.
And you have a taxed bullpen.
Taxed bullpen, great point. And so hearing Rossi, you know, be passionate in this moment kind of makes sense. But we're going to talk about it a little bit more after this.
Can you just explain why you guys took him out in the first six innings after that performance?
Oh, yeah. He was done. He was done.
But why was he done?
Because I chose to take him out of the game. Okay. That's kind of my choice, right?
Yeah, I get it. I'm just like, usually a guy with 77 pitches is going a little longer than that. Can you just expand on it a little?
No. I don't need to explain. I think it's just, I thought he was done. I thought he pitched a phenomenal game. We got a fully rested bullpen. Did a really nice job.
I agree with David Ross, by the way. I don't know if he handled it perfectly. The fact that, because David Ross obviously was being a little bit difficult, right? Those were all good questions by the reporter. And
that was a great follow-up. That was a ballsy follow-up.
The 77 pitches, yeah, that's a veteran reporter right there. I believe John Dietz was the man with that. Yeah, it was very good.
I would have been terrified to ask a follow-up question like that.
No, and I think more questions could have been asked from other reporters. Like that, those were absolutely the right, and David Ross, quite frankly, was being a little snotty there. I mean, he was just, I could take him out if I want. I agree, I should say, with the fact that he took him out, because Jameson Taillon, as we have seen, does settle into games, but he always has one bad inning where everything goes wrong, and he has been really bad lately. So get this guy. You know what? Sometimes you got to have that feeling if you're a manager, like we just got six really good innings out of this guy. He's been bad. I don't know if I agree with the idea that you want to have him like this is a confidence building thing again because they're in the middle of a pennant race. I feel like you can't really think that way. But as a manager, you can think in your head, and I think this is what Ross was doing, was, man, do I keep going with this or is he going to have that bad inning? I think that that's what Ross was thinking. I am not going to let this guy screw this up for us today.
And I wish he would have leaned on the fact that when Julian Merriweather came in, he did have an inning of three strikeouts.
Yeah.
You know, he threw 13 pitches. So if you would add that onto Jameson Taillon's total, let's remember the run didn't come in that inning. So if you add those 13 onto Taillon's, he has 90 pitches now. He throws seven innings and you still take him out in the eighth to, you know, to let your last two, your setup man and your closer handle their business.
Yeah.
And you do it and it's just unfortunate that, you know, it ends up that way.
Yeah, it was Jose Quas that ended up coming in and giving up the run. Mark Leiter Jr. pitched in this game. And then, hey, the return of Edward Elzeli. It's the first time all week that he has been back in. I'm just looking. He goes an inning, did allow a hit, struck out a guy. So good to get him back in there in a high-leverage spot because there's been some concern about his arm. I think there's more just concern about the fact that he suddenly was not effective when and then the Cubs, you know, Mark Leiter had a shot at closing. That didn't go well in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So, I do understand, even though with all the bolt, like it would have been nice to see another starter, Jameson Taillon, go seven or eight innings just for the sake of the bullpen, but Taillon has had some bad innings this year, and I know most of them have come early. So I was kind of like thinking along with Ross, like, man, you know, like this guy looks great, but is this going to be the inning where he gives up a five spot?
Jameson Taillon on, I should have grabbed the date for July 7th. Eight innings pitched, one hit, four strikeouts, 102 pitches thrown. Mm. Just saying, those are out there.
Yeah, well, I guess this is a good case of David Ross is looking at what's been going on recently. He's looking at the player in front of him, not the player from July 7th.
Again, it was the right call. Julian Merriweather comes in and shuts it down.
Yeah, but on the surface, did you like it? Would you have, like when he took him out, I think a lot of Cubs fans were offended by it, or I think a lot, I don't know how animated people were about it, but I was okay with it. Like I'm talking about in the moment. Like it's fun to get out a manager for pulling a guy too soon and all that kind of stuff. But I got to be honest with you. When I saw him go out there or not put him back in in the seventh, I was like, I think I know what David's thinking. I really do.
Because that's what it really boils down to. It's you see, from a fan's perspective, as you mentioned, the fans might not see, might have not been happy about the move, and it's because you're witnessing a pitching duel.
Absolutely.
And that's what you really want to see play
100%
out.
100% right. Our guys keeping up with Zach Gallen.
Let him give up a single and then go ahead and do that. Like, but let this guy battle against their ace.
I see the side for that. I do see the side for that. But I was definitely, like I said, I think I know what David Ross was doing. I don't think he was, like, he might say, well, we just wanted to give, you know, like when he actually expands on the answer, which I think he eventually, somebody should ask him. He might be telling people, whether privately or publicly, yeah, we just got to get this kid some confidence. But I don't think that's it. I think he was just worried about his, like, I think he was taking a calculated risk by taking him out of the game.
Listen to Jameson Taillon talk about what his thoughts were and whether or not he was trying to match Gallen's performance.
I don't think that ever, like, really came across my mind, like, man, Zach Gallen's pitching, I got a strand of it. Maybe, like, subconsciously there was a little bit of that there. But I also knew just he was on third, but I still felt good about where I was. I knew my pregame warm-ups were good. Everything felt good. So I, in the back of my mind, was kind of like, this is possible here. Just keep filling it up. And then once we got to two strikes, that did cross my mind. Like, let's really bear down here, open base. Let's make sure we're careful.
You're a professional pitcher in Major League Baseball. You know who's on the mound for the other team.
Of course.
You know what they've been doing for seven innings.
Yeah.
It's not subconsciously. It is at the forefront of your brain. And you are a gamer. And you just threw, you've been throwing six innings. You got nine strikeouts. You know you're salty when you don't get a chance to go back out there. You've heard Jameson Taillon say that during the season when he's been pulled after the fifth inning. I really would like to go deep into these games.
Is he salty, though? He didn't sound salty. Did he? I mean, so here's my conspiracy theory.
I don't think he was because it was 1-0. I don't think he was salty because it was a 1-0 game.
Okay, well, I think there's a lot of guys. Like, this is no shade to Jameson Taillon, but he doesn't have that bolt. He doesn't have, like, he's not Justin Steele. You know, Steele's kind of got that bulldog, mother bleeper kind of thing going on. Jameson Taillon does not appear to have that thing going on. I'm just wondering, like,
because he got $17 million. He's chilling right now.
That's true. I mean, not, come on, man.
He's not out there grinding for his money.
Number five over. I mean, the day that he was drafted, he was handed a couple million dollars. Jameson Taillon was. But I wonder if it's possible, too. Like, this is the exterior, peripheral theory and a conspiracy theory, if you'd like. Is it possible that Jameson Taillon told David Ross that he was done? Like, for whatever reason, like his arm, he wasn't feeling it. He wasn't located. Like, it, because David Ross was weird. I mean, he was weird about it. Like, either Ross was like, screw you, I'm at the point where I'm tired of telling you guys exactly what, or there was a reason, you know, a very specific reason
that he couldn't talk
about.
They
didn't want to talk. Right, right. Whether it was, maybe it was his own reason, like I said, like he's afraid he'd give up five runs, or Jameson Taillon said he was feeling some discomfort or whatever.
That's a good one,
James. Wait a minute. You know what? I'm sorry, man.
No.
They showed in the dugout, this furthers only the conspiracy theory, that Jameson Taillon, the trainer, was talking to Jameson Taillon. Now, Taillon was kind of walking ahead of him, and they could just be right. Buddies. He might have just fist-pumped him.
It could have been the sixth inning, and he was just asking him how he was feeling.
It could be nothing, but for the record, and they pointed it out on TV, and I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head, but they did say, oh, and he's talking to the trainer, and I think JD even like surmised, I don't think anything's wrong with him. I think they just took him out. But for whatever it's worth, that happened.
This sounds like Nate Davis being caught on video talking to Matt Eberflus, and everybody's like, oh, did they create their own scenarios on the other side of it?
I just want to know, like, why David Ross was so salty.
Well, Jameson Taillon talked about, you mentioned it, right? A possibility could have been that, you know, he's trying to avoid the five-run inning.
Yeah, and Jameson, I think that's it.
Jameson talked about, you know, trying to avoid what he called a slug.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to put up zeros, but definitely, like, when I was sitting there, just it did seem like, you know, my sitting was going quickly. Like, I'd sit down, and it'd be two outs, and I'd kind of be ready to go back out there. So we got in a nice kind of, like, back-and-forth rhythm there. But I was pretty aware of how he was doing out there and stuff. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. You try to avoid slug the best you can. You know, like, one run really could be all it takes. So just being a little more careful with the pitch mix and, like, trying to stay out of, like, the danger zones.
Maybe the danger zone would have came in the seventh inning.
Right, and I'm even more convinced that's what it is, because I'm David Ross. We've had this pitcher who has been giving up big runs at the wrong time
bullpen's
in the season.
Healthy.
Right, and now bullpen's healthy.
Rested, I should say.
Exactly. So now he's got this game where this guy who has been a thorn in his side recently has put up, there's another zero, there's another zero, there's a, six zeros. Do I keep rolling the dice on this guy? Is he really going to put up another? No, I don't think. So I think that was just some good old-fashioned smart managing from David Ross and knowing his pitcher and knowing what he's seen recently, thinking, is he going to put up a zero again? Because that's what we need right now. We need zeros, period.
And we've prayed to the heavens above that we get them, and we've gotten six of them. Let me not be greedy.
Right. Baby yeah. Jesus.
Baby Jesus. I didn't want to keep using it, but yeah, you're right. All right. The Cubs currently sit 2.5 games behind Milwaukee in the NL Central in terms of the wild card race. They are comfortably sitting in that second spot, 2 games in front of Arizona. Cubs still have 2 against the Diamondbacks tomorrow and Sunday, both at 120. Can be heard here on 670 The Score. But the teams that are in the hunt still for that wild card race behind the Cubs, Cincinnati, Miami, 1 game out of that wild card spot.
Cincinnati.
And then San Francisco, who just got swept by the Cubs, they're sitting 3 out. So people are going to be watching close. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks.
Yeah, you say Arizona's 2 out right now?
Arizona is the last wild card spot,
mm-hmm.
2 out from where the Cubs are.
Okay.
And the Cubs are in the second
spot. All right.
Spot.
Well, that's a big
game. But they've crept into that space by beating the Cubs these last 2 games.
Yeah, and I think that, let me look here. Yeah. You told us that that Steele is pitching for, yeah, they've got Merrill Kelly going tomorrow. Yeah. He's good. This is a really good pitching matchup. Merrill Kelly 11-6 with a 3.22 ERA, and as you said earlier, Justin Steele 16-3, 2.55. So yeah, this game today was the pitching matchup, or the big pitching game. Tomorrow could be the same, but as Pat Hughes always told me, rarely do you see 2 games in a row that are the same. So
that is true.
That's an interesting. I'm thinking about this from a gambling perspective now, Gabe.
10-7.
It feels like the Cubs like
5-4
automatic win just because this is what they've done
the
this
Cubs
year.
The Cubs most certainly are winning tomorrow.
Okay, I mean that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, the score is tough.
Unless Rossi, man, because we've seen this in a season before where like a moment can kind of change your vibe, whether it's in a game or it within a week, where like maybe the Rossi negative juju kind of carries over to the team, like you can't get them to get out of the funk, and then they do, and Steele, ooh, and then you said it, not me, a 7-game losing streak.
No, who said 7-game losing?
You said a 7-game
losing streak. Oh, I did say that. Yeah, well, because I'm always, it's like the question we asked earlier, do you truly trust this Cubs team? Because there's a lot of blind faith going on, because it didn't look like they were going to be able to take us to where they have taken us, right? It started, and interestingly enough, it was an 8-game winning streak on starting in July 21st that catapulted the Cubs to where, like, it was kind of like, all right, Jed Hoyer's like, all right, you kids, you talked me into it. Now you better win. And like, so that's where I am with them. I'm like, are you really going to do this?
But then they did. And I think
that's
the cool thing about the Cubs, right?
They are.
The second half of August, you're beating the Braves, you're beating the Blue Jays, you're beating the Rangers, you're beating, good teams.
Remember the Atlanta series?
That's at what I'm
Wrigley?
There
was that a 4-gamer, I think?
It was a 3-game
series. 3-game series, but they lost badly. The Cubs did the first game, and everybody said, the Cubs have met their match. This is a real-ass team, and then the Cubs smoked them the next couple days.
And that was what was interesting. So, again, that's where the believability comes from me, is that the Cubs are good enough to beat the good teams and should be good enough to beat the teams that are below them. And then that's what makes me feel confident that they'll find their way in the playoffs.
And they rebound well. They do.
They do.
Like from that, I mean.
Even within a game.
The Cincinnati game. Series could have been catastrophic. That was another point where I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And so now we have, and then they won and they win the next series. And then I had forgotten, I'd completely forgotten about that. But no, here we are again. They have hit some turbulence. They've lost 2 in a row, and typically in this spot, this is where the Cubs have proved my paranoia wrong. They don't fall off the map, and they are winners.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Oh.
Yeah. We're all winners here.
He's talking about you in the car.
Yeah.
Not me. Brody doesn't say nice things like that to me.
No, I was saying that to you. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thinking about you and the people in the car and Leo. So now I got to say it to everybody. Leo, you're the best. You driving around in the car, you're the good.
It couldn't just be mine.
Yeah. Well.
You see that?
It was your own fault, man, because you didn't just accept the compliment. You had to go thinking that I was talking about somebody else.
All right.
You know?
What compliments do you have for the Chicago Bears 2 days away from their big game against the Green Bay Packers. Justin Fields, Jordan Love. Green Bay Packers offensive line versus the Bears defensive line. Oh, we got more stuff to talk about. And let's hear from Matt Eberflus on what he thinks about the Bears heading into their first game of the season. We'll do that after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. It's G&G.
Boop.
Right here on 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No pressure. Just go out there and do what we do as we've done the last day. But like I said, we're not really looking into the past. It's about now. And we got to go out there and write our own story. And it starts Sunday.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That was a little bit of Aaron Jones from the Green Bay Packers running back talking about they ain't got no pressure to be 8-0 or to hold on to that record versus the Bears. What? What are you talking about? What in the I don't want to give the Bears bulletin board are you talking about? Like, shouldn't you say, why do people, you know, it's, I know we're in media groats and I'm, you know, you ask all these questions and doesn't it, but isn't it refreshing to get the out of the ordinary answer? You know,
yes.
Like when Tyson Bagent talks, it feels like you're getting fresh answers. And so like when you ask these people these questions, I'm telling you, you and I have had this conversation before. Like, why can't they just come out and just say it? You ask Aaron Jones, like, yo, you think you guys are going to beat the Bears for the 9th time? Yeah. Yeah. What else should I be thinking? Not, we don't have the pressure. We shouldn't.
Yeah, or yeah, we'll see. On, they're we'll a really see. Good team, Stop. And we respect the Bears, and I love the rivalry. You know, we've been on top of it for a long time, which is great, and I hope that that keeps going. But we got a lot of respect for the Bears. No, you don't want to hear that. That's why I said when I saw Justin Jones by his locker the other day, mm-hmm. the Bears 3 technique, I was like, oh, yeah, Justin Jones. I bet he might have something to say about the Green Bay Packers. Do we have that, Leo? Well, I would love to hear that. But I will say this. Like, when we talk about players and the expectations the media has for them, I do not expect these guys to be give gregarious answers and want to share and reveal just because there's so much pressure in their jobs to begin with that the reason we get those answers is because they don't want to have to think about what they said. That and I understand that. That said, when somebody is saying something or somebody is willing to share, of course, it's a godsend and it's wonderful. And it does make me think, you know, it would be nice if everybody did it. But I actually do. I've been in this business long enough to understand why players say the thing or don't say the things that they don't say.
Because it's smart. It's their job.
It is. It's up on Twitter. We put it on Twitter. Yeah. What did I do? I talked to Justin Jones and then 20 minutes later, I put this on Twitter. We'll listen to it here in just a little bit.
Listen, obviously, Green Bay, you want to beat them as many times as you can just for the sake of the city. You know what I'm saying? For the city of Chicago, you know, Illinois in general, this rivalry here has been going on for a long time. And we're about to be on the other side of that now. You know, we're going to be being the ones to give the beat down. You know, we're not getting beat by them anymore. It's going to be us from now on. So that's kind of how I see it. And it starts Sunday.
Why are you so sure that Chicago will not be the team putting the beat down on, as you said, in this rivalry?
Just, you know, the way I don't know what it's been like in previous years. I know I was here last year, and I know what it is this year, and I know the work that we put in this offseason. There's no other team in the league that's worked harder than us this offseason. There's no other team in the league that's put in the hours, you know, and in the extra field work.
Amen.
That guys, you know, on this team are putting in. Nobody's watching film like this team is putting in. Like, nobody's doing it the way we're doing it here. So our confidence is through the roof, and, you know, that's how I feel.
Good for Justin Jones.
Nah, man, uh-oh. That wasn't it.
Why isn't it it?
Cause
what is it?
You know how like you go to a car lot or you go to anywhere where like any retail store, and there are people there that are making their product just sound so good, but too good to the point where then you stop believing them. Okay, tell me you're better than the Packers. I was there. We were holding hands. Walking into the sunset together on that one. But then when you start saying things like we watch more film than anyone in the NFL, no team has put in the hours that we have put in here. I'm like, at Halas Hall? Really? Nah. No one else has? The whole entire NFL? No one's put
in that? That's such an athlete cliche.
That's
everybody says that.
So then once it gets to that point, then I feel like there's the statement starts to lose credibility. It's kind of like the last seasons of Game of Thrones. You know, start strong, and then all of a sudden it just kind of fades.
Yeah. Well, what about the part where he was he put the he said the Bear turned to put the beat down on, and it starts Sunday.
Here, the best thing to just play the clip again, but the first couple of seconds, I'll tell you when to go ahead and let that go. This is Justin Jones talking trash, giving bulletin board material to the Green Bay Packers, but it's the beginning, how it starts that sets everything up. That really makes me feel confident about what he's saying.
Listen, obviously, Green Bay, you want to beat them as many times as you can just for the sake of the city. You know what I'm saying?
In
the city of Chicago.
That right there. He could have stopped right there. Got to beat Green Bay Packers for the city,
for the sake of the city.
Fans. Uh-huh. That is, I love that because then the statement is based in fandom. So we're going to go out there and smack him in the mouth.
But he's also...
I feel like he was just talking very much like I'd be pissed if I was a Packers fan or if I was a Green Bay Packer, I should say.
You're scared.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're scared. And your reaction was very similar to a lot of the people on my Twitter when I put the quote up. A lot of people were like, okay, man. I mean, I hope you're right. I'm not really sure, Justin. Just because Justin Jones did not have a highly impactful year last year, and it's Bears Packers, but that was your reaction is probably the correct one. I get it. Yeah. I do actually get it. I understand why people are nervous and they're scared when they hear it, because there's just nothing to back it up at this point.
Yeah. It's like if the three of us, me, you, Leo,
Shady Sears,
we went out to a bar and then Leo says something crazy to somebody, you know?
Yeah, I can see it.
It's like, damn it, man.
Leo's like, yo, I'm a Redbird.
Like, I am a part of this. I have to now back this statement up as well, you know?
Right.
And so now I'm a part of the statement.
Oh, we're like, oh,
so
we got
to. Leo's like, man, you ain't nothing, man. You know, I'll kick your ass. And then classic Leo, always starting fights at the bars. And then I'm sitting there behind him like, damn, my hands on my head. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, now we got to bail this guy out.
Gotta bail us out.
That's what it is a bailout.
And we can, and Leo could maybe whoop the guy.
Yeah.
But in the event that he doesn't, and then it's like, we got to get in and we get whooped. And all of a sudden, right.
One way or the other,
everybody.
We're forced to back. Right. Yeah. We might.
That's how I feel about Justin Jones' statement, where I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to support it.
Uh-huh.
But if it goes wrong, then now we're that guy.
Yeah.
We look stupid.
And do you think that his teammates are you and I backing up Leo at the bar? Are they like, yo, dude, why you got to say that?
Yes.
Really?
Justin feels like, damn, bro.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm the big guy. They're going to come after me. You know what I mean? Like, something like that.
I'm what counts out here.
Let's go to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. You get a chance to give us your Bears thoughts here. Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody on 670 The Score on a Friday. Let's go to Dan. Dan, so you got some thoughts on Justin Fields there?
Yeah. First off, I love you, Mark. I love you, Gabe. You guys are awesome. You know, whenever you guys are on, I always try to listen late at night. I'm coming home from golfing, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, last segment, you guys were just talking about, like, you know, investing hard on the Cubs tomorrow on the money line, right? Or something like that. Thinking that they're just going to win tomorrow, right?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's what Gabe said.
Hold on. Yep. There's one thing, Dan, for Grody and I to be like, the Cubs are going to win. It's another thing for you to be like, you said money line, take the Cubs, hard win.
You're scared again. Why are you so scared of everything?
That's like my friend telling me, I'm telling him to bet his mortgage his house.
That's hilarious.
But yes, I do think the Cubs are going to win, by the way.
Yeah, we both
do. But continue.
Right. So, you know, I'm thinking about investing hard tomorrow on that, right? But, you know, the same kind of thing goes for the Bears. Like, initially, I was drinking the Kool-Aid hard, you know, and I was like, man, there's no way they're going to lose to the Packers game one. No way, you know?
Because they can't.
And I was thinking about just investing hard on the money line on the Bears, right, for that. But now, like, lately I've, like, cooled off on that notion, you know, because, like you guys were just saying, they haven't really showed us much, right? Like, if Fields improved as a passer, wouldn't they have, like, shown, like, that, like, and showcased it a little bit? So, you know, like, Green Bay's going to, like, pin it on the run, right? Like, that's where I'm like, I get a little nervous, right? Like you guys say it. So, but love to hear your thoughts. Mark, I know you're in Lake Forest all the time. You know, love to hear your thoughts. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan.
First of all, Dan, go ahead and parlay the Cubs and the Bears.
Yeah, we got you.
Victory's nice.
Yep. Yeah, because Gabe told you. He told you exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. So,
I am all equally as interested to hear your answer to that. But quickly, I just want to say that I think it's more about the team. That is there growth in terms of belief and confidence in Justin Fields? That's there. I think that it's the team aspect that scares me in terms of me just going and handing the victory to the Bears. Do I think the Bears are going to win? Yeah. Do I want the Bears to win? Yeah. Am I going to be disappointed if they don't? Yeah. But the realist side of me says, yeah, but it's a team game and the team might not be up to the expectations that we think they're.
I think it's a coin flip of a game. I really do. And you said it earlier perfectly. This is two C teams right now. You know what I mean? Like until who knows? Maybe the Packers are better than we think, and there are a lot of people that think the Packers might be sneaky good this season. So I do think it's 50-50. The Bears very well could win, but to his point about the Justin Fields and not really feeling it, like not, you know, for the games that you guys actually got to see with your own eyes, which most people didn't get to see what I saw, and that was in training camp. And right, there just wasn't, and Hub said it earlier today too, it was an average camp from our eyes. And this is most reporters. I don't know if there's anybody out there at Hal's Hall who has an opinion that goes too far from what I'm about to say. And that's that Justin Fields and the offense looked very average and on some days below average. And you didn't see, and I've always used the word, you know, this big, you know, discerning difference from one year to the next where it was like, okay, wow, that's it. Now, there might be, you know, they've said that there is progress and that things are better, but it doesn't look like the big jump And I think it was when we were talking to Matt Verderam earlier. And I asked him, you know, if Justin Fields is only incrementally better this year, Matt was saying that he thinks that's it then for Justin Fields. That because, you know, Ryan Poles, this is not his guy, and that he's being held to a higher standard than just incrementally better, that he could very well be gone. But I'm straying from the path a little bit, again, only to say, I can't wait to see what the Bears do either. And that's the point we're at. And honestly, that's where Luke Getsy is, the Bears offensive coordinator. That's where Matt Eberflus is. They have run out of things to say because they're kind of like, yeah, we're curious too at this point.
Yeah, and I think that they all feel like the next guy we're going to be talking to, Bob and Joliet.
Oh, sick.
This is your guy.
Groats. I think it's my guy.
Bob? Hey, guys. Thanks.
How are you, Bob?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, you guys earlier, an hour or so ago, were asking about, you know, how it is to have football. We're great. We're just thankful to have football back, and especially
Thank
Chicago
baby
football.
Jesus. Yes.
Yes. We can at least spend 3, if not 6 hours away from our loved ones.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that. Bob, don't reinforce stereotypes here, Papa. We don't need none of that.
Four
my wife's
hours
listening.
Away from loved ones? Yeah,
it's 4 to 6 hours. Make sure you put a 6 on
Wait, is Bob still there?
He is.
Bring Bob back up.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, everything okay at home, my friend?
Oh, get the...
Yeah, at least in my family. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Come on.
Bob,
all right.
We're joking too.
So, okay.
What are you doing to Bob?
I didn't do anything. That was Leo Stoddard.
Okay. All right. Leo, damn it. I wanted to talk to Bob.
We're blaming it on you.
All right. That's fine. That's my fault. Sorry about that, Bob.
All right.
I got my fader fingers out of control right now.
Take one more. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you, like most people, are anticipating this weekend's game, but you feel like there needs to be trust in not just Justin Fields, but somebody else, right?
Yes, absolutely. And don't trust Bob. Anyways.
Bob, you still there?
Happy at home.
Bob's gone.
No, I understand Bob's point. What I'm saying is I believe that everybody needs to trust in Ryan Poles, who he brought in as coach, Matt Eberflus, Coach Flus, and just trust the system. And what these guys are believing in, the team members, that's the most important thing. And everything else out the window. I mean, just let it flow and let's see where we're at.
Yeah, let's see where we're at this Sunday. That's exactly what we want. Thanks for the call, Mike. I think we do trust Ryan Poles. I think we do trust Matt Eberflus.
There's a clean slate for those guys with a few scribbles on
it. It's like dating someone new and they haven't given you any red flags.
Okay, well put. Yes, that's it.
And so you get to just kind of ride it out until you do.
Right, and that
I
could
trust
change
you until I don't.
Quickly. That could change.
Trust
you until
said,
I don't.
We just said the same thing.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's several moments on this show tonight. Leo, I hope you're getting this, man. This is something.
Send these cuts out.
Yeah. My goodness gracious.
Send these cuts out. Could you imagine the cut sheet of just what we think is funny? It's just nothing to do with sports at all.
Everybody else in the station's like, come on, what? Seriously?
Matt Spiegel's like, hey, Gabe and Grody, they were talking about the Bears. Let's see what they got. It's like we're talking about, I don't know.
That was
World
a pretty
Series
good
sound.
I liked your Spiegel, that your impromptu Spiegel. Thank like you went up a little bit in octave, and that was good. Very gentle.
Yeah. Like a little.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. That's very good. I could be Parkins. You could be Spiegel. We did have a great show.
You could be Spiegel. Hey, guys, I was just thinking if we could.
There's a lot of people. I'm going to put Stone Pony. Got the pony.
Love my show. Love
Andrew Phil Pony.
Cubs can make it, man. I don't know. Cubs can make it.
All right. I'm going to do a proclamation right now.
Say a Suzuki? Big,
I'm going to do a proclamation right now.
When's the last time you seen a guy? All right. We got some Jordan Love
neat.
Audio. That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
That was solid. Some Jordan Love audio to play for you before we get out of here. Because he says he's nervous.
Jordan Love said this?
Jordan Love said he's nervous.
Yeah, he damn well better be nervous.
So we get to hear from Jordan Love. Get our last couple of thoughts before we get out of here. We'll do that on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. G&G in the building. Right here on 670 The Score.
And it counts.
Double G with the rock. To the rack. Tote it. And a foul.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
couple more days, couple more sleeps, two more sleeps. If you're a normal human being, two more sleeps before football Sunday. It's going to be big. Leo, are you going to be in front of a TV all day on Sunday or what?
I'm going to be right here. I'm going to be cutting the highlights.
So you'll be what? You will be in front of a TV.
A computer screen, but yeah.
You'll be in front of a TV, my friend.
Yes, I'll
you
be
will
watching
be watching the game. Yes. Yeah, don't act like you're not watching the game. Don't act like we put you
on. Well, it's my job to be watching the game.
That's my point. But that is my point. Don't act like you're going to be in a closet just cutting highlights. Yeah, I got you. Groats?
I will be actually part of the, or a guest on the pregame show on The Score, and I'll be a guest on the postgame show on The Score, the pre and post that you were talking about a little bit earlier. So I think I'm on around 10:30, and then postgame, we shall see. I'll work the locker room, go to the podium, interview room, and then...
Oh, you got a long day on
Sunday. I got a long day. Well, here's something. Here's a funny little thing. Yeah, really long day, and then... So I'm out at Hallis Hall, and one of the writers for The Athletic, his name is, do you know John Greenberg? He writes about media. Yeah, he writes about media. He was like, he was putting into my head, he was like, he's like, hey, he's like, why don't you, you should do the overnight that after the first Bears game, like in honor of Grauber, because Bears Packers and Grauber was nuts when it came to Bears Packers, had some of his best shows and calls. And I like the idea. Like I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good idea. And I was thinking about suggesting it to Mitch, but then I went through it in my head. I'm like, there's no way. I'm going to be up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. Right. I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to be exhausted by the time this game is over and I've done all my work. The last thing I'd be able to handle, I think, is so I was being reasonable with myself. But then I hear on the radio, Chuck Swirsky's going to be doing the overnight. And I'm like,
now you got FOMO.
What an idea. No, I don't. I'm like, the overnight is, and I text John Greenberg. I go, guess who's doing the overnight?
Oh, I see.
It's the great Chuck Swirsky. So we are in good hands. So I don't
put him in the Hall of Fame.
So I felt like I didn't feel guilty, you know, because nobody asked me, nobody, like Mitch never asked me to do it. It was just John Greenberg. And I thought it was a good suggestion.
It's a great idea.
I feel so good that Chuck Swirsky is doing it. So.
That's right. It is going to be 19 straight hours of reaction to the season opener. Chuck Swirsky will be live overnight on Monday from 12 to 5. And, of course, we got Mullion Hall, Bernstein and Holmes, Parkins and Spiegel throughout your workday. And then 6 o'clock, none other than, speaking of the marathon, man, Mark Grody.
That's right. And I see how smart I am? My show that night is how long?
1 hour.
Smart.
So hang out with us on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And it's not a game, Illinois.com. All of it can be heard on 670 The Score. And the free Odyssey app, and also, as Mark Grody was pointing out, a pregame show, a PNC Bank pregame show presented by your local Ford dealers and Fox Valley Coins. Mully from Mully and Hall, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley are going to get you set for week one. PNC Bank, official bank of the Chicago Bears. Then immediately following the game, it's the Great Clips postgame show presented by Tullamore Dew, one of my favorite shots. Mully, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley got instant reaction for the season opener. Make sure you guys are listening to that. All right, Jordan Love. I just want to hear him say this, that he will be nervous. Play this clip for me, Leo. I want to hear this one.
There's definitely always nerves going into any game, especially the first game of the season. So I'm sure there will be those, and it's just getting out there and getting your feet wet and being able to relax and stay calm. First start for me. So not first start, but Jordan, first time being a starter. So.
He didn't sound nervous.
Sounds super confident.
Yeah, he spoke about it in generalities. Yeah. There's always going to be. He didn't say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to be nervous, man. I'm going to be nervous." No, that sucked.
This is him talking about facing the Bears defense.
It's a different defense we're going against compared to what we've been playing with our defense, and they do some different things. So it's different. So we get most of those looks from the scout team just during the week. But yeah, it's definitely, you got to be able to lock back into a new defense that comes from film, study, then obviously the practice reps against scout team.
That was the most unspecific 30 seconds I've ever heard in my life. Can you play that again, Leo? Listen to how they're going to do some things. They're going to try some other things. Some things we haven't seen about things. Play it.
It's a different defense we're going against compared to what we've been playing with our defense, and they do some different things. So it's different. So we get most of those looks from the scout team just during the week. But yeah, it's definitely, you got to be able to lock back into a new defense that comes from film, study, then obviously the practice reps against scout team.
I felt like I was listening to Morse code right there. The defense was playing really good, and they're different than our defense.
They do
our
some
Scott
things
team.
And things and other things.
And,
yeah.
You know, we're going to – and how is it? Bro, I'm hating hard right now.
Yeah, man. So far, he doesn't sound scared, and he didn't give anything away about the Bears' defense. He doesn't know anything about the Bears' defense.
Let's see if he's excited, because he did say he is excited to finally get a shot.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's been a waiting game. I've been waiting this whole time to be able to get out there and show what I can do, but it's been awesome to see those guys. You know, they've all kind of made their mark pretty early and have done really good things right off the bat. So I'm happy for those guys. They did a great job, but yeah, I'm definitely, you know, excited to finally get my shot.
Oh, he's just saying what he's got to say. He's trying to get out of there, man. It's Friday, and he's like, all right, I'm gone. No, that probably wasn't Friday. That's probably Wednesday or something like that.
But. I talked to Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette about Jordan Love, and I asked him about Romeo Doubs' statement saying that Jordan Love can have a similar year to Aaron Rodgers. And Pete Doherty, who's covered the team for 20, 30 years, pointed out the fact that Aaron Rodgers was just so much older than the younger players last year, mm-hmm. that's why there was a disconnect. And Jordan Love being closer to them in age is going to allow for them to bond a little bit better, especially with the younger receivers. So when I hear Jordan Love talk, he does have a, even though he's 24, he got that the Morse code speak to him, but he sounds like someone who has a good command.
How dare you?
Of the room.
I don't want to hear that. No, he does sound really good. Actually.
He does.
He does. No, he sounds smart. He sounds confident. He sounds like a quarterback should sound. And no, that's a really interesting point, though. I mean, you think about it, there's probably plenty of players that, especially as Aaron Rodgers has gotten older and the players obviously are getting younger, that don't like him. That just don't. I mean, you have to acknowledge the greatness and you would
get
never
get off my lawn.
Yeah, right, right.
He's that guy now.
Well, it's not even just get off my lawn. It's like he's become, with more power comes that's more authority, and he's just got a bigger say to these guys. And when you get, if you get yelled at by Aaron Rodgers, man, that's got to hurt.
Because imagine if you were throwing if you were the quarterback, Groats, and you're throwing the ball and having to hang out with like a bunch of Leo Stottahers.
Oh my God.
He said, oh my God. Yeah. But imagine and Leo's coming in like, hey, what's up, Groats? Like,
no, wait, you had Leo out there starting fights though earlier. You've really implemented Leo well tonight. You've made him,
you know, I was
a fighter.
I was once a producer and I know what it's like to, you know, have your name heard a couple times and said. Yeah. Leo does a great job.
Well,
he's
an ISU Redbird too, right?
Oh, trust me. Yeah. And he's the fastest producer we have.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Gross.
Oh, yeah, no, I did hear that. You're like a track star or something like that.
I was
right?
All conference.
That's pretty
twice.
Cool, man.
Twice.
That's awesome.
It's hard to say that you're faster than someone that was all conference.
Yeah, no, I would never. I would never.
Thanks.
And I consider that possibility.
And it's funny because I tried to use it to win a bet, and I started with Adam Stasinski, and I was like, yo, Leo says he's faster than you. And he's like, what? You know, Studs.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, well, I know Studs. He does run.
And he said Studs runs.
Yeah.
And Studs is competitive.
Damn, you see how he's building him up to knock him down? You see that? That's confidence.
He's competitive in a video game kind of way.
All right, we got to go play the wrap-up music. Oh, my God, that was great. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to say that. Oh, I got to use – play the wrap-up music. I got to use that when I'm playing basketball.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you good or are you good? I'm good. Are you good like in a video game way?
Right.
Or like actually on the court?
And I am going to use your line because if somebody ever asks me, why did you never get a tattoo? Why would you want to, what is it, put paint on a Lamborghini?
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini.
You delivered it so much better. Hey. But that's a great line, man.
And I'm going to deliver this goodbye as best as I can. Shout out to our guests today, Hub Arkish and Matt Verderam. A big thank you to Leo Stottaher for holding us down today.
Yeah.
Check out here.
I love it. Girl, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
Make sure you follow him. He's going to have your Bears coverage all Sunday long. Next time you hear me on your radio, Monday. I'm going to work. I'm going to send out an email. Hopefully not.
Wait. Monday? What are you doing Monday?
Cubs pre and post, but I got my playoff game.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to try to swap out a day with Espo.
Espo to the rescue. Always to the rescue.
Hey, that's why we got the best teammates here at the score.
Can't believe you're trying to get out of pre and post.
I have a playoff game. All right. We're out. Mi gente. That means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time. I'm Gabe Ramirez. He's Mark Grody. We are G&G. And this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
People hate Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Brody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Couple more days. Couple more sleeps. 2 more sleeps. If you're a normal human being, 2 more sleeps before football Sunday. It's going to be big. Leo, are you going to be in front of a TV all day on Sunday or what?
Are you working? I'm right here. I'm going to be cutting the highlights.
So you'll be what? You will be in front of a TV.
A computer screen, but yeah.
You'll be in front of a TV, my friend.
Yes, I'll
you
be
will
watching
be watching the game.
Yes.
Yeah, don't act like you're not watching the game. Don't act like we put you
on. It's my job to be watching the game.
That's my point. But that is my point. Don't act like you're going to be in a closet just cutting highlights. Yeah, I got you. Groats?
I will be actually part of the, or a guest on the pregame show on The Score, and I'll be a guest on the postgame show on The Score, the pre and post that you were talking about a little bit earlier. So I think I'm on around 10:30, and then postgame, we shall see. I'll work the locker room, go to the podium, interview room, and then...
Oh, you got a long day on
I got
Sunday.
A long day. Well, here's a funny little thing. Really long day, and then... So I'm out at Hallis Hall, and one of the writers for The Athletic, his name is, do you know John Greenberg? He writes about media. Yeah, he writes about media. He was putting into my head, he's like, hey, why don't you, you should do the overnight that after the first Bears game, like in honor of Grauber, because Bears Packers and Grauber was nuts when it came to Bears Packers, had some of his best shows and calls. And I like the idea. Like I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good idea. And I was thinking about suggesting it to Mitch, but then I went through it in my head. I'm like, there's no way. I'm going to be up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. Right. I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to be exhausted by the time this game is over, and I've done all my work. The last thing I'd be able to handle, I think, So I was being reasonable with myself. But then I hear on the radio, Chuck Swirsky's going to be doing the overnight. And I'm like,
now you got FOMO.
What an idea. No, I don't. Oh. I'm like, the overnight is, and I text John Greenberg. I go, guess who's doing the overnight?
Oh, I see.
It's the great Chuck Swirsky. So we are in good hands. So I don't
put him in the Hall of Fame.
So I felt like I didn't feel guilty, you know, because nobody asked him. Nobody, like Mitch never asked me to do it. It was just John Greenberg. And I thought it was a good suggestion.
It's a great idea.
I feel so good that Chuck Swirsky is doing it. So.
That's right. It is going to be 19 straight hours of reaction to the season opener. Chuck Swirsky will be live overnight on Monday from 12 to 5. And, of course, we got Mullion Hall, Bernstein and Holmes, Parkins and Spiegel throughout your workday. And then 6 o'clock, none other than, speaking of the marathon, man, Mark Grody.
That's right. And I see how smart I am? My show that night is how long?
1 hour.
See?
So hang out with us on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And it's not a game, Illinois.com. All of it can be heard on 670 The Score. And the free Odyssey app, and also, as Mark Grody was pointing out, a pregame show, a PNC Bank pregame show presented by your local Ford dealers and Fox Valley Coins. Mully from Mullion Hall, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley are going to get you set for week one. PNC Bank, official bank of the Chicago Bears. Then immediately following the game, it's the Great Clips postgame show presented by Tullamore Dew, one of my favorite shots. Mully, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley got instant reaction for the season opener. Make sure you guys are listening to that. All right, Jordan Love. I just want to hear him say this, that he will be nervous. Play this clip for me, Leo. I want to hear this one.
There's definitely always nerves going into any game, especially the first game of the season. So I'm sure there will be those, and it's just getting out there and getting your feet wet and being able to relax and stay calm. First start for me. So not first start, but Jordan, first time being a starter. So.
He didn't sound nervous.
Sounds super confident.
Yeah, that he spoke about it in generalities. Yeah. There's always going to be. He didn't say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to be nervous, man. I'm going to be nervous." No, that sucked.
This is him talking about facing the Bears defense.
It's a different defense we're going against compared to what we've been playing with our defense, and they do some different things. So it's different. So we get most of those looks from the scout team just during the week. But yeah, it's definitely, you got to be able to lock back into a new defense. That comes from film, study, then obviously the practice reps can scout team.
That was the most unspecific 30 seconds I've ever heard in my life. Can you play that again? Leo, listen to how they're going to do some things. They're going to try some other things. Some things we haven't seen about things. Play it.
It's a different defense we're going against compared to what we've been playing with our defense, and they do some different things. So it's different. So we get most of those looks from the scout team just during the week. But yeah, it's definitely, you got to be able to lock back into a new defense. That comes from film, study, then obviously the practice reps can scout team.
I felt like I was listening to Morse code right there. The defense was playing really good, and they're different than our defense, than our scout team.
Things and things and other things.
And, we got to, and how was it? Bro. I'm hating hard right now.
Yeah, man. So far, he doesn't sound scared, and he didn't give anything away about the Bears' defense. He doesn't know anything about the Bears' defense.
Let's see if he's excited, because he did say he is excited to finally get a shot.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, it's been a waiting game. I've been waiting this whole time to be able to get out there and show what I can do. But it's been awesome to see those guys. They've all kind of made their mark pretty early and have done really good things right off the bat. So I'm happy for those guys. They did a great job. But I'm definitely excited to finally get my shot.
Oh, he's just saying what he's got to say. He's trying to get out of there, man. It's Friday, and he's like, all right, I'm gone. No, that probably wasn't Friday. That was probably Wednesday or something like that.
But. I talked to Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette about Jordan Love, and I asked him about Romeo Doubs' statement saying that Jordan Love can have a similar year to Aaron Rodgers. And Pete Doherty, who's covered the team for 20, 30 years, pointed out the fact that Aaron Rodgers was just so much older than the younger players last year, that that's why there was a disconnect. And Jordan Love being closer to them in age is going to allow for them to bond a little bit better, especially with the younger receivers. So when I hear Jordan Love talk, he does have a, even though he's 24, he got the Morse code speak to him, but he sounds like someone who has a good command.
How dare you?
Of the room.
I don't want to hear that. No, he does sound really good, actually.
He does.
He does. No, he sounds smart. He sounds confident. He sounds like a quarterback should sound. And no, it's a really interesting point, though. I mean, you think about it, there's probably plenty of players that, especially as Aaron Rodgers has gotten older and the players obviously are getting younger, that don't like him. That just don't. I mean, you have to acknowledge the greatness, and you would
get
never
get off my lawn.
Yeah, right, right.
He's that guy now.
Well, it's not even just get off my lawn. It's like he's become, with more power comes more authority, and he's just got a bigger say to these guys. And when you get, if you get yelled at by Aaron Rodgers, man, that's got to hurt.
Because imagine if you were throwing the, like, if you were the quarterback, Groats, and you're throwing the ball and having to hang out with like a bunch of Leo Stottlers.
Oh my God.
He said, oh my God. Yeah. But imagine he's, and Leo's coming in like, hey, what's up, Groats? And like, and,
no, wait, you had Leo out there starting fights though earlier. You've really implemented Leo well tonight. You've made him,
you know, I was
a fighter.
I was once a producer, and I know what it's like to, you know, have your name heard a couple times and said. And Leo does a great job.
Well,
so.
he's an ISU Redbird too, right?
Oh, trust me, and he's the fastest producer we have.
Yeah,
did you know that? Gross.
Oh yeah, no, I did hear that. You're like a track star or something like that.
I was
right?
all conference.
That's pretty
Twice.
Cool, man.
Twice.
That's awesome.
It's hard to say that you're faster than someone that was all conference.
Yeah, no, I would never. I would never.
Thanks.
And I consider that possibility.
And it's funny because I tried to use it to win a bet. And I started with Adam Stasinski, and I was like, yo, Leo says he's faster than you. And he's like, what? You know Studs.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, well, I know Studs. He does run.
And
so.
He said Studs runs.
Yeah.
And Studs is competitive.
Damn, you see how he's building him up to knock him down? You see that? That's confidence.
He's competitive in a video game kind of way.
All right, we got to go play the wrap-up music. Oh, my God, that was great. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to say that. Oh, I got to use – play the wrap-up music. I got to use that when I'm playing basketball.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you good or are you good? I'm good. Are you good like in a video game way?
Right.
Or like actually on the court?
And I am going to use your line because if somebody ever asks me, why did you never get a tattoo? Why would you want to, what is it, put paint on a Lamborghini?
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini.
You delivered it so much better. Hey. But that's a great line, man.
And I'm going to deliver this goodbye as best as I can. Shout out to our guests today, Hub Arkish and Matt Verderam. A big thank you to Leo Stottlerher for holding us down today.
Yeah.
Check out here. I love it. Girl, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
Make sure you follow him. He's going to have your Bears coverage all Sunday long. Next time you hear me on your radio, Monday. I'm going to work. I'm going to send out an email. Hopefully not.
Wait, Monday? What are you doing Monday?
Cubs pre and post, but I got my playoff game.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to try to swap out a day with Espo.
Espo to the rescue. Always to the rescue.
Hey, that's why we got the best teammates here at the Score.
Can't believe you're trying to get out of pre and post.
I have a playoff game. All right. We're out. Mi gente. That means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time. I'm Gabe Ramirez. He's Mark Grody. We are G&G. And this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
People hate Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.